Situated around the Mediterranean Sea, the lands of Anatolia and the Near East, Egypt and North Africa, and Iberia were home to Muslim societies from the 8th century onwards. Like today, substantial Muslim communities also lived in places like Italy, Greece, and the Balkans. The Mediterranean Sea has been a great basin of trade since antiquity. After the advent of Islam, Muslim patrons and merchants were among the most active and powerful drivers of Mediterranean trade, forging international networks. Evidence for this may be found in artworks like these albarelli, or pharmaceutical jars. Typified by their cylindrical forms that taper slightly at the waist, topped by a narrower neck and mouth, albarelli were made to contain ointments and dry drugs. These two examples were produced as a pair. They're decorated with cobalt blue painted designs organized in horizontal bands against a white background. In their form and decoration, the albarelli are characteristic of ceramics produced in Syria in the 15th century, and a closer look at the individual decorative motifs speaks to cross-cultural exchange of goods and ideas. For example, the large shield-shaped crests in the two objects' broad central bands may be identified as the crests of the city of Florence in Italy, most likely the center for which the albarelli and their goods were destined. Perhaps a Florentine merchant commissioned these objects and was responsible for the trade of goods to which they belonged. The connection to Mediterranean trade is just one part of the story of diversity that these objects tell. The decoration of ceramic objects with blue and white floral motifs is yet another. Initially developed at Chinese kilns in the early 14th century, blue and white ceramics were appreciated as luxury goods from East to West Asia during a time when the vast Mongol Empire extended from China in the East to Iran and Iraq in the West. Floral motifs, long associated with the Chinese decorative repertoire, were adapted by potters working in the Islamic world. Even after the effective end of Mongol rule in Iran and Iraq in the mid-14th century, production of blue and white ceramics with their characteristic chinoiserie decoration proliferated across West Asia. Such an artistic vocabulary is seen in these two jars, with their stylized designs of six-petaled prunus or meihua, chrysanthemum or juhua, and other flowers. In sum, these albarelli represent a fusion of European, Near Eastern, and East Asian artistic idioms, reflecting the diversity of cultural interactions that informed much of the art produced in the Islamic world. As you walk through the gallery, keep an eye out for other examples of Islamic blue and white ceramics, including a basin produced in China but incorporating the Arabic word taharat, meaning purity, probably meant to hold water for ritual ablutions before performing daily prayers. When you have a moment, please make your way to the case on the other side of the blue wall for a look at art produced in the far western reaches of the Islamic world.